call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you are feeling loved and inspired as you're listening to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. on this beautiful day. Wherever you are, thank you so much for tuning in. This radio show is also heard on voiceofthecaribbean.net every Sunday at 8 p.m. and on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. and on Bashani Radio in New York, going out to over 1.7 million listeners. I thank you so much for tuning in today. It's really a pleasure being with you here. And I'm so super excited. I'm pretty sure you are too. And welcome to those first-time listeners to Love and Inspiration. I do appreciate you so much. Well, it's time for me to go straight over to Trinidad and Tobago to speak with my second guest. And the second guest I would say you've been waiting for to speak with today or hear from. And it gives me great pleasure to connect with you today on Love and Inspiration, Sir Kirtley Ambrose. That's right, Sir Kirtley Ambrose. He is considered by many as one of the greatest fast bowlers of all time, one of those who is in the Hall of Fame when it comes to cricket, and I have him here with me live on the show today. A very pleasant good afternoon to you, Sir Kirtley Ambrose, and welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing, sir?
Good afternoon. I'm doing very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on your show.
Fantastic. It is absolutely a pleasure. And, you know, I thought it would be so fitting to have you on the show before the end of 2019 so that you can inspire the persons who are listening right now. And there's so many persons listening to the show to hear your voice and to hear what you've got to share. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And God bless you, as I may say already to you. And just wanting to give a persons out there an opportunity to hear from someone who is an icon like yourself when it comes to cricket. So, Sir Kirtley Ambrose, now you're here on Love and Inspiration. Are you ready to inspire the many lives out there?
Yes, I am. I'm always ready.
All right. Great. I know you're definitely ready because coming from cricket, you've always had to be ready to make sure that that you know everything goes accordingly. Now, let's just start from the beginning. And the persons who actually also sent me in questions, sir, and I'm going to start first of all with this one here. So, Sir Kirtley Ambrose, where are you originally from? For persons who may not know, can you share with us, where are you originally from?
Well, I was born in a small village called Sweets in Antigua. And I grew up there, learned my cricket there, done just about everything out of Sweets, a lovely small village.
And as you grew up in Sweets, my question would be to you, was cricket on your mind at that time, or you never even thought about cricket? Was there something you were interested in back in those early days?
No, cricket certainly wasn't on my mind. Growing up in Sweets, I've always wanted to become a basketball player. I developed a strong passion for basketball, and growing up as a young man in Sweets, I've always dreamt of going to the States and become an NBA player. So cricket never was my first love. It was always basketball.
And of course, you do have the height, right? Because I've seen you in person. I've seen pictures of you. And I'm pretty sure persons who may not have seen you in person might want to know how. What's your height, since you talked about basketball and being in the sport of cricket?
Well, I'm 6'8 at the moment. But just for you, of course, your many listeners, I wasn't always tall. You know, when I was going to school, well, I started going to Sweets Primary School, and then I went on to All Saints Secondary School. I was average height then. I only shot up tall after I left school,
right,
which surprised a lot of my schoolmates. So I wasn't always this tall.
I see. So that's, now I'm pretty sure you've answered a question for many persons who wanted to know, and you're definitely taller than myself, so I do have to still continue looking up to you, sir, currently.
Well, don't feel too bad. Don't feel too bad. Lots of people have to do that.
I must take this opportunity also at the same time to let you know that your sister, that's right, your wonderful sister, Anesta, she stated that, yes, she's listening to you, and also your beautiful wife, Bridget Ambrose, is listening to you right now on the show.
Oh, how nice. Anesta is the first of seven of us. So she always liked to brag and boast that she paved the way for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my lovely wife, Bridget, of course, you know, has always been very supportive, you know, of me all these years. And, you know, I've always felt, you know, very lucky, I would say, to have someone like her in my life.
Absolutely. And, you know, talking about that today, to do what you do, you've got to have that amazing support and powerful support to really, you know, propel you forward. And as I'm listening to you, that's what you're stating that you have from your lovely wife.
Yes, she's always supported me. You know, it was a tough journey because I've spent so much time away from home, you know, but she's always been there for me, supported me, and always wanted me to succeed, you know, going after my passion or going after whatever I wanted to do, you know. And she's just a special person.
Fantastic. It all sounds good when a husband could, you know, really shout out and big up their wife, because they are really there for us. God has created them to be our helpmeet, and you do have an amazing one that is helping you to be where you are. So absolutely fantastic. Sir Kirtley, you know, the fact is, as I mentioned, there's so many persons listening to the show today. And here on St. Martin is the Cricket Association, the board, and one of your biggest fans, Mr. Oswald Francis, he's listening, and also to Mr. Imran Maksud of Najico Insurances and Companies. And they're all tuned in today, you know, wanting to hear from you. Is there something you would like to say to them as greeting such great fans out there of yours?
Well, yes, you know, I'm quite happy, you know, to see that, you know, cricket in St. Martin, that has come a long way, you know, and they produce one or two good players. And, you know, when you think of St. Martin years ago, you never would have thought or expect, you know, to have a cricket team or cricket being played in St. Martin. And I'm quite happy to know that, you know, cricket is...
Yes. Okay, just reconnecting with Sir Kirtley Ambrose over in Trinidad. So let's hear from him. Sir Kirtley Ambrose, you there? Okay, we're going to reconnect with him. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. And on the line, I have live from out of Trinidad and Tobago, Sir Kirtley Ambrose. And we're just getting into the meat of the matter and sharing with you all about his life journey. And I'm pretty sure you are glued to your radio, and you will still stay glued to your radio to hear what all he has to share with you. At the moment, I'm reconnecting back with him here on Love and Inspiration, and we should have him back on the line shortly. If there's any question you have for Sir Kirtley Ambrose, feel free to send it over to me on the cell phone number 1-721-522-2084. That's 522-2084. And the area code is 1721 before that. So we're just going back over to Sir Kirtley Ambrose and we are reconnecting. And I just want to inspire you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I believe we are back with him and connecting on his side. Sir Kirtley Ambrose.
Yes, I'm here. Yes,
you're
I'm
there. Here. Okay, fantastic. I'm sure everyone was just wondering, where did you go?
No, I won't run away.
So I want to ask you this. You're regarded as one of the best fast bowlers ever. How have you actually attained that status?
Well, first of all, in terms of being named as one of the best fast bowler ever, you know, I've always left that to the cricket followers and, you know, whomever else who always wanted to rate fast bowlers. I never really get involved in that kind of arguments or conversations, you know. But for me personally, apart from my skills as a bowler, you know, I am a very, very proud person. And anything I do, I always strive to be the best at it. So I think my pride, you know, is my, you know, is my biggest weapon, because I refuse to give up. You know, I don't accept losing. So I always strive to be the best. And because of that, I'll always give 100%.
You know, that's a very important thing, as you said, Sir Kirtley, never giving up. And so very often you have persons out there, they may try one thing and it may not work out first in the first instant. And then they say, no, this is not for me. And they just leave it alone and they don't continue. But you stated that this is one of the driving forces on why you became who you became as one of the best fast bowlers in cricket.
Yes, that's one of the problems that we face today, especially in the younger generations. You know, they want to do too many things without really having the knowledge or the skill to perfect at least one. You know, and I believe that, you know, you need to know for sure what you want to do in life and you pursue your dreams. It's not going to come easy. So it doesn't make much sense trying to do too many different things and can't do just one properly. So you got to zoom in on whatever you want to do or what you want to become, and you stick with it and give it the best shot.
That makes so much sense there, Sir Kirtley Ambrose. And I really fully engage in you with you on that one, because that is the driving force for success. Now, I have actually had the opportunity to see some of your great performances on YouTube. Which one would you say, sir, do you rate as your best?
Boy! I mean, having played international cricket, obviously for the West Indies cricket team for over 12 years, and I've had, you know, amazing success, it's always very difficult to, you know, decide which one is your best performance. It's really hard to really say, because there have been quite a few, to be honest. But I think a few that readily comes to mind is, there was a time when West Indies played against Australia in Australia, and I took 7 wickets for 1 run in a spell of about 5 or 6 overs. 7 wickets for 1 run. I really and thoroughly enjoyed it. And we won that game and the series as well, which was very, very satisfying. You know, I mean, how could, I mean, it's once in a lifetime stuff, maybe never. Take 7 wickets for 1 run in a spell. And that's unheard of, really. Right. You know, so that to me was very satisfying. There's another time when we played against England in Trinidad. As a matter of fact, I am in Trinidad at the moment. and we bowled England out for 46 runs, which is almost unheard of as well. You know, I took 6 wickets. My bowling partner, Courtney Walsh, took 3, and the other was a run out. You know, so those are some of the memories that really quickly comes to mind.
Definitely. So you see, at the end of the day, you know, I could have actually sent you back to YouTube to really check that out, because you said there's so many, but you managed to to recognize which ones definitely stood out. And you know, just listening to you, it's so amazing to hear about your success and what you have done in the world of cricket, the sport of cricket, actually, and just having the honor to, you know, the privilege to speak with you.
Yes, and you know, before we go on, I'll have to give, you know, a lot of credit to my mother, because she was always a cricket fanatic. She loves cricket. I remember as a young man growing up in Sweets, living with my mother, she's always tuned into her little transistor radio, listening to the cricket coverage from all parts of the world. And she always wanted a cricketer in the family. Now, she and my father has got 7 of us, 4 girls and 3 boys. And my older brother used to play cricket for Sweets before he migrated to join our father in the States, in New Jersey. So naturally, I was next in line. So my mother really forced me into playing cricket, which I never really wanted to do. And, you know, as they say, the rest is history. So I guess she probably knew I had all these cricketing skills and talent. So I have to give her a lot of credit.
Absolutely. I can fully agree with you on that, because she played such a very important role in your life, as I understood, especially in your book, Time to Talk. And just giving her that, you know, of course, recognition, hearing you say that right now, that is so powerful. And it shows how, you know, the influence from a mother in a child's life, how powerful that can be, Sir Kirtley.
Yes, certainly, because our father spent most of his time, first of all, in St. Croix, and then on to New Jersey. So my mother basically raised 7 of us almost single-handedly. She was really the backbone. She was a rock of the family and instilled certain values in us. So, you know, we have to give her a lot of credit. She was a strong woman. And many times we try to sit down and think and wonder how she managed to raise us almost single-handedly. You know, so she was really the backbone and the rock of this family.
That's really powerful. And, you know, talking about raising you and your siblings, I just received a message that your baby sister is listening, Teen, over in the United States. So I'm pretty sure you would love to say good afternoon to her.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, every time I call her my baby sister, she likes to say that she's a grown woman. You know, I say, well, you are, but you're still my baby sister, you know. So, you know, hello to Teen who's listening. Yeah.
Wow. You know, that never changes. So even as a grown woman, she's still your baby sister.
Of course she is, yes.
Well, and moreover, the love supersedes everything. The love for your siblings and your family.
Ladies. Of course. We've always been a very close-knitted family. You know, of course, growing up, we all have our arguments and our fights and all that. That's a normal thing in growing up. But we've always been together up this very day.
Fantastic. What would you, Sir Kirtley, what do you think of our modern-day West Indian cricketers? Because you've got so much experience over the years. What do you think about our modern-day West Indian cricketers?
We still have a lot of talent here in the West Indies. That is a fact. There's a lot of talent around. But what I think is one of the problems why the West Indies team isn't doing so well at this point, you know, when you look at the great West Indies team from yesteryear, most of these great players we produced used to dominate regional competitions year in, year out. So when they get to international level, you know, they only have to fine-tune 1 or 2 things and then they become great players. But the present day players at the moment, hardly any of them really dominate the regional cricket on a consistent basis. So when they get to international level, which I must remind you is a very different level, much, much higher, you know, they struggle to really, you know, dominate or to do well at that level. So I think they first will have to dominate regional cricket consistently before they can do that in international cricket. Because if you can't dominate regional cricket, which is a lower standard, it's almost impossible for you to dominate international cricket, which is the highest standard of cricket.
Mm. So as I'm listening to you carefully, sir, curtly, it really means that there's important work to be done at this level in order to be there where they need to be to take that title. Correct, sir?
Yes, there's a lot of work to be done here in regional cricket. And unless we get regional cricket back to a high standard, we will continue to struggle in international cricket because other nations have put things in place, and that's another thing that we need to do, you know, as a body. Get proper structure, get things in place where we can nurture the talented players that we have here and train them on a regular basis so they can become better cricketers. Other nations have done that and have gone past us, so we kind of play catch up at the moment.
Absolutely, I'm with you, because that would have been my next question, but I can tell from what you stated exactly what your vision is on the West Indies cricket team being where they need to be at that point in time by absolutely doing what they need to do at this point in time at this stage. Because I was going to ask you if you do think that they will rule the world again at any point in time.
I believe that we can. Because, like I said before, a few minutes ago, that we certainly have a lot of talented players in the Caribbean, right? We got a lot of talented players. But the lack of structure, because most of these players, when they come together as a team, it doesn't matter what team they play, whether it's on the 19s, on the 23, on the senior team, or first class level, when they come together as a team, they will put in the work. Because you have a coach, you have a coaching staff and stuff to push you along. But most of them, when they go back to their respective territories, some of them doesn't put in the work. They don't continue to work hard so they can progress, which is wrong. You know, you can't wait until you're in a team setting to do your work. You got to do your individual work so you can progress and progress quickly. So that is why I keep saying that they need to put things in place. So it's a continuous thing. And until we do that, then we will continue to struggle.
And it's talking about another important thing, sir, and that is unity. So very important when you are playing at such a high level representing this region of the world. Unity is so very important. Would you agree with that, sir, curtly?
Of course. Of course. You know, like they say, unity is strength, and it doesn't matter. You know, one of the problems we face for many years, we all come from different territories, different background. We all grew up differently. So, one of the best things for me, you know, playing for the West Indies team, is to see a group of guys from all different backgrounds, all different territories, come together as one, and we're the best team in the world for 15 to 20 years. And that to me was the most satisfying, you know, thing about it. You know, so today, you know, I don't think some of these young players quite understand the rich legacy, you know, that the former greats left, and it's for them to continue that legacy. But, you know, as long as we put the proper structures in place, get the right people to teach these youngsters the game, and to educate them, we will see, you know, a resurgence in West Indies cricket, and we'll see better performances. But you do need to get the right people involved.
Absolutely, that makes a lot of sense, Sir Kirtley Ambrose. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration Live with your host here, Roy Cotton Jr., broadcasting live from out of beautiful St. Martin, the Caribbean. And on the line with me from out of Trinidad and Tobago live is Sir Kirtley Ambrose, who is a legend in cricket. He is considered by many as one of the greatest fast bowlers of all time. And he's on the show today to inspire you. Of course, before we leave this 10 years of the 2000s, 2019, going into 2020, I thought it would be fitting to really connect with him. And we've been talking about this for some time to actually get him on the show today. So I'm really very pleased. I thank the good Lord that he's on the show today. Sir Kirtley, you are a multi-talented person. That's without saying. A legendary cricketer, an outstanding DJ. I'm pretty sure persons may not know that you are a DJ. A talented musician, and of course, a knowledgeable umpire, and an exciting commentator. So the question is to you, Sir Kirtley, what really inspired you to compete? Because this year you did something extraordinary. What really inspired you to compete in Australia? For something so powerful and beautiful as Dancing with the Stars?
Well, that is a good question. As a lot of people ask me the same question, you know, since. But I was contacted by, you know, the people who produce the show, Dancing with the Stars Australia, via email. And I've never really seen the show before. So when I got the email at first, I just totally ignored it. Because I figured, you know, it's not what I do. You know, I'm an athlete, I'm a sportsman and all that stuff. You know, I play basketball, I play football as in soccer. I commentate, cricket I coach, I play music. You know, yes, I do a little DJing as well. So, you know, those are my line of work. Dancing with the Stars was like, it didn't appeal to me at first. And then I got a second email. And I said, you know what? These people seem to be very serious. So I told my wife and my daughters, you know, I got five girls. That's what I call them, my girls. So I told my wife and my five girls that I've got this email to be a part of Dancing with the Stars Australia. And immediately they all said, I have to do it. Because they watched the American version and they're all very much into it. And I was like, no, I'm not really a dancer. I can dance. Of course, I'm from Antigua. I'm a West Indian. I've got rhythm. I can dance. But dancing calypso and reggae music and stuff is different than doing ballroom dancing. And they all convinced me to do it. And I was very, very skeptical. I was reluctant. And I said, and then I said, you know what?
Yes, Sir Kirtley Ambrose. Of course, we are reconnecting with him on Love and Inspiration. So I'm just asking you to keep it locked in here. It's been really interesting thus far, as he was sharing a while ago how he actually got, you know, involved and taking up that challenge, Dancing with the Stars in Australia. So reconnecting back with Sir Kirtley Ambrose live out of Trinidad and Tobago. And in the time being, I would like to encourage you to, if you're around your computer or online, and I think we're connected back to him. Sir Kirtley, you're there.
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying that my wife and my five daughters decided that I must do it. And of course, I was very skeptical. I was reluctant. I said, no, I don't think so. And then after thinking about it, I said, you know what? Everyone in this world who knows anything about Kirtley Ambrose, once you mention my name, the first thing comes to mind is cricket, you know, or sports in general. And I said, you know, it's an opportunity to show the rest of the world that Kirtley Ambrose can do more than just play cricket or sports. And, you know, and wanted to show the world that there's a softer side to me, because a lot of people think I was always this big, mean, aggressive, don't smile kind of cricketer. You know? So I thought it's good to do something a little bit different, which is softer, to sort of show them a different side of me, which I went and I did. And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the experience. It was a great experience. I enjoyed it. My wife was there as well, of course, supported me. You know, so I really had a wonderful time. Had a great dance partner who was very, very patient and just a lovely woman who really, you know, we had a wonderful time.
Definitely. I could very much so believe you, because we were privileged to actually follow you during that period of time, not saying, Sir Curtly, that we were stalking you, just for the records, so I don't want you to call the police for me. But like many persons, we were following the progress of Dancing with the Stars. And ladies and gentlemen, so that you have an idea how beautiful this was, that Sir Curtly Ambrose took up as a challenge in the earlier part of this year, you can go onto YouTube and you will see on there, if you type in Dancing with the Stars Australia 2019 Sir Curtly Ambrose intro, you will see such a lovely video. So that's Dancing with the Stars Australia 2019 Sir Curtly Ambrose on YouTube. I would encourage you to do that. Now, I have to say, persons didn't know that, as you said, that you can dance such and in that way. And it was amazing. We saw it on TV. And how does that make you feel today now that you have accomplished that challenge?
Well, I feel very, very honored, first of all, to be asked to be a part of that show. And I was quite happy that my lovely wife and my five girls convinced me to go and do it. Like I said, I had a wonderful time in Australia. I'm no stranger to Australia, obviously. I've been there many times to play cricket. So I got a good following in Australia as well. And I really enjoyed the time there. It was very, very good. And like I said, my dance partner, her name is Siobhan Power. She's a lovely lady. Really, really, we just hit it off from the very first time we met, because I never knew who my dance partner was going to be. She's a professional dancer. Right. And when we met for the first time, you know, we just hit it off. We just had this chemistry that worked very well. But I have to say though, Roy, that when I met her first, now I'm 6'8".
Right.
When I met her, she told me she's 5'4". So right away, you can see the height difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I was like, how is this going to work? No, but trust me, it really worked well. We had a very good chemistry, you know, and of course, like I said, my wife was there. My wife came into a few of our rehearsals, and, you know, so it was really, really good. And I must really say thanks to Siobhan Power. She really, and even though I'm no longer in Australia, we still keep in touch from time to time. You know, so she's just a wonderful person.
Fantastic. And while you're on the line here on Love and Inspiration, and the world is listening to you, both here on St. Martin, the Caribbean, the USA, and as far as Australia and over in the eastern part of the world, would you like to say something to those who are fans of yours over in Australia, Sri Lanka, you name it? The floor is yours as we continue this powerful interview with you, Sir Curtly Ambrose.
Yes, of course, you know, I've done this many times before, just about every interview I've done, just to say a big thank you to my dance partner, Siobhan Power, from Australia, you know, and of course, as a matter of fact, you know, and of course, all my many fans in Australia, because when my wife and I were walking the streets of Australia, well, we were based in Sydney, Australia, so when we walk the streets, go to the supermarket, do our grocery shopping and stuff, you know, everyone recognized me and wanted to have an autograph, take a picture and all that. So I've got a very massive following in Australia. I just want to say thanks to all the fans down in Australia, especially those who voted for me and my dance partner, Siobhan, to keep us in the competition. Of course, not forgetting all the people of Antigua and the Caribbean who voted for us every single week to keep us in, and all the other fans around the world that did that. Just want to say a big thank you publicly, each and every one of them. You know, and it was really, really a pleasure. And I'm sure that Shabon and myself have done them proud. However, I just want to say finally, Roy, that Shabon, my dance partner, never knew who I really was. She knew I was a cricketer, but she never knew to what magnitude. And she said to me that when she told her father, because her father is a big cricket fan, when she told her father who her dance partner was going to be, that's when the father said, "What? That is a cricket legend? Do you know who he's dancing with?" And, you know, he was excited and, you know, and all that stuff. And then she went to do some research. That's when she realized who he really was. You know, so her father's a big cricket fanatic. You know, I met her family, met her mother and stuff. So they were all excited. I was telling Shabon, "Man, you don't know who you have dancing with. That's a legend." And, you know, so, you know, so everything just went really well.
Great stuff. Oh, man, that sounds so exciting. And I just have to mention to you, Sir Kirtley, that also you receive greetings. I mean, there's so many people listening to the show at this point in time. You receive greetings at this point in time from your aunt, Kathleen, and your cousins. So they're tuned in. And yeah, that's right. And the whole of Antigua.
Yes. Oh, yes. You know, I have to say good afternoon to my aunt, Kathleen, who's always my favorite. You know, I grew up around her as a young man, and, you know, she was always my favorite. And of course, all my cousins, your wife, Erna May, and Connie, and whole crew. Of course, my Aunt Kathleen's husband, Oswald, know him very well. You know, so they're people I grew up with as a young man. So they know a lot about me and everything. So, you know, good afternoon to them and all the other listeners.
You know, I really appreciate that, Sir Kirtley Ambrose. And, you know, as you mentioned a while ago, her being your aunt, Miss Kathleen Francis, well, you've already given it away, because I was looking at what we were we were going to really surprise everyone out there, because you are family. And I'm sure persons are thinking, huh? How is he family to Roy Cotton Jr.?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, we certainly are.
That's it.
We certainly are.
Definitely. And I'll tell the person, I will tell all the listeners out there. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I reckon a lot of people in St. Martin might be a bit surprised to hear that, you know, but we certainly are family, you know, Kathleen, my aunt, and, you know, Ernie, me, your wife and stuff, you know, so a lot of people in St. Martin will be very surprised.
Absolutely.
So if they were Ambrose, they'd have probably put two and two together. But not being Ambrose, I am sure it's a big surprise to them.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, you heard it yourself. So Sir Kirtley Ambrose is the first cousin to my wife, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, because her mother, who is my mother-in-law, is his aunt, who is his mother's sister. So that's to show you how close that is.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Yeah. So cousin, is a pleasure speaking with you on air. Cousin-in-law.
Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. I have a question for you, sir. What would you What would you give as advice for young cricketers who are aspiring to represent the West Indies? Because right now here in St. Martin, you do have the Cricket Association that is listening, and we have young men who are aspiring to be professional cricket players. What advice would you give to them as someone so experienced with a lot of respect for you, sir?
Well, first of all, they have to love the game of cricket. That is very, very important. You have to love the game of cricket. Because the reason why I say that, some people play cricket because maybe their friends are playing, or somebody that they know very well will be playing and just watch, just go play as well, without really loving the game. So in that way, they not really aspire to be international cricketer.
And would you, definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking here live with Sir Kirtley Ambrose, live from out of Trinidad and Tobago. And you heard a while ago absolutely what he shared with you in terms of some advice to young cricketers on St. Martin. And I'm going to reconnect with him here on Love and Inspiration. Once again, going back also to the fact of him being part of Dancing with the Stars in Australia, which happened the earlier part of this year. You can go onto YouTube and you can search for Dancing with the Stars Australia 2019, Sir Kirtley Ambrose. He is a legend in cricket, considered by many as one of the greatest fast bowlers of all time, and have him here live on the show. And as you heard a while ago, he's also my family because he's the first cousin to my lovely wife, Dr. Nicole Unamae Francis Cotton. And we're just trying to connect back here with him on Love and Inspiration. We've got just a few more minutes on this beautiful show today. And wherever you are right now listening, I do appreciate you very much. The show is broadcast live every Sunday here on 102.7 FM from out of beautiful St. Martin. And a rebroadcast from the week before can be heard every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. on voiceofthecaribbean.net and on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. And you heard earlier from Andre Huey, who is the CEO of that brilliant radio station. And Sir Kirtley, you're back.
Yes, I'm back, yes.
Okay, go ahead. You were mentioning some of your advice to the young cricketers.
Yes, first thing I would say to them that they have to love the game of cricket. That is the first step to becoming a great cricketer. You have to love it. And then apart from loving it, you have to be prepared to make sacrifices. You have to be committed and willing to work hard towards achieving your goal. Because it's not going to come overnight. It's not going to come easy. When you're competing against other cricketers who has the same kind of passion as you are to get to the top, you know, in terms of competition, so you really have to be committed to the cause, right? So make sacrifices. You have to be prepared to work hard every single day to achieve your goal. And if you have those qualities, because it's not just skills alone that will take you to the top. Because it doesn't matter how much skills you possess as a cricketer, if you're not willing to work hard and be committed and all that stuff, you probably won't make it. So it's very, very important that young cricketers are prepared to work hard. It's not an easy job. Cricket to me might be the hardest sport ever. So you got to train, you got to be extremely fit in order to go the distance. Because the fitness is so important. So if you have these qualities and you're prepared to work towards your goal with these qualities, I'm sure you'll make it.
Absolutely sound advice there for young cricketers on St. Martin and those who are listening to the show on the various islands. Sir Kirtley, I want to just ask you, as we're coming up to the end of this powerful interview here on Love and Inspiration, you were appointed knight, Commander of the Order of the Nation. And when did that happen? When were you knighted, Sir Kirtley?
I was knighted in February of 2014. I got a call from the Governor General's office. And at that time, I was the bowling coach of the CCC cricket team, which is the combined campuses of colleges that was based in UWE in Barbados. I was a bowling coach then, so I was in St. Kitts at the time when I got the call and was told that, as a matter of fact, they didn't tell me straight away that I was going to be knighted. The call was that I have to be in Antigua. I think it was the 28th of February, which was probably the last day of February, 2014. They say I have to be in Antigua for that particular day because it's going to be a special occasion. They never told me what it was going to be. And I kind of like, you know, well, if you're not going to tell me what's going to be, why should I make myself available? So I was in St. Kitts, and I wasn't really all that keen on going back home because I thought at first maybe it was a hoax. Somebody tried to put me on. So I didn't say anything. And then I got another call again to just reconfirm that I must be in Antigua. And then I said, okay, you know what? Let me just go home and see what it's all about. And then I got to Antigua, and that is when I was told what it was going to be. I was going to be knighted along with Sir Andy Roberts at the time and Richie Richardson. And I said, okay. And the gentleman told me that I'm not supposed to tell anyone about it. Have to be just between me and the Governor General's office. So he was even saying to me, I can't even tell my wife, the lady I sleep with every night. You know, I said, but come on, you're talking about my wife here. Is that an outsider somewhere? How could I just keep a secret from my wife? You know? And then, of course, I told my wife, because, I mean, they can't be telling me I've been knighted and I can't tell my wife. I mean, no, I couldn't do that. So I told my wife, so she knew, you know, because I know my wife. And I know what I tell her, it will stay right there. So I know it's not an issue. So I went, got knighted, and it was a huge honor. And it makes you feel proud as an Antiguan, knowing that all the hard work you've done through cricket, you'll be rewarded with a knighthood from your country, Antigua Barbuda. You know, so it's a huge effort and something I appreciate, you know, a lot.
That is so powerful. And, you know, you spoke loud volumes just now to many young cricketers out there for the fact of where you are today and how you were knighted back on the 28th of February 2014. This has been such a powerful and inspiring interview, Sir Kirtley Ambrose, and it's really an honor to have you on Love and Inspiration, because I'm pretty sure today you've inspired so many lives out there before the end of 2019 going into 2020. And as we round off this really wonderful conversation today on the show, which will be rebroadcast, of course, on voiceofthecaribbean.net and also heard on Bashani Radio in New York, going out to over 1.7 million listeners worldwide, in countries such as Dubai, also Malaysia and Zimbabwe and many other countries, what would you like to say in closing to everyone listening to the show, in particular those who love cricket so much, Sir Kirtley?
Well, in closing, I just want to say to my many fans around the globe, not only in Antigua or the Caribbean, but internationally all over the globe, you know, I just want to say a big thank you to each and every one of them for supporting me throughout my career. And I want to say that I did it for my fans, my family and my friends, my fans. I did it all for them and not just for myself, because like I mentioned early, I never wanted to become a cricketer. So I've done it for them, and I really appreciate the support of this very day. Whenever I walk the streets, I'm now in Trinidad, it's the same thing. People just appreciate the work I've done, and I just want to say a big thank you to everyone, and to you as well, Roy, for having me on the program. And just to say that it was really a pleasure. I hope that, you know, interviewing me can get you a few more followers, you know. And to everyone out there, just thank you.
You're more than welcome, sir. It's really a pleasure for me having you on the air. I respect you very much. You have done an awesome job of what you've done in terms of cricket. Even as you said, you know, you were not thinking about going into cricket. You could have been in basketball or such, but this is where God directed you to be, and you have blessed so many lives. You've inspired so many lives. And I just want to say God bless you, Sir Kirtley Ambrose, and your family. And it's really great to be also family with you. And thank you for being on my show, Love and Inspiration. You have definitely inspired many here on St. Martin, the world on Love and Inspiration, building stronger relationships and inspiring lives.
Thank you very much for having me. It was certainly a pleasure to be on your show.
Fantastic. God bless you and all the best in 2020 with all your endeavors. And how fitting enough, Sir Kirtley Ambrose, I'm going to be playing now as we leave this interview, a beautiful song from your cousin, your first cousin, Dr. Nicole Iname Francis Cotton, from her CD, Poetic Vibes. And this one is called Believe in Yourself. And you spoke about it today in the interview. If you did not believe in yourself, Sir Kirtley Ambrose, you would not be who you are today, knighted and so many followers and so many persons that respect you for what you have done in the world in the sport of cricket. So this one is dedicated to you too, sir, from your cousin, Dr. Nico Uname Francis Cotton. Believe in yourself. Thank you for being on Love and Inspiration. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and take care.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard from Sir Kurt Lee Ambrose live from out of Trinidad and Tobago. And as you know, he is one of those legends when it comes to cricket, known as definitely the greatest fast bowlers of all time. And it was a pleasure to have him on the show today. And we're just going over to his cousin's song, which happens to be my beautiful wife. So here we go. Believe in yourself wherever you are. Keep it locked into Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. This beautiful show is about to be finished in about 3 minutes.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends, and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.